You're listening to a special edition of Away With Words. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Picture this. You're strolling down a narrow sidewalk, and you round the corner, and here comes someone from the other direction. Now, it's not really big enough for the two of you, so you have to do that little dance where each of you tries to anticipate which way to step around the other. What do you call that? Well, we heard from Bill Plackey, who thinks that word should be slidle.
Slidle.
I kind of like that.
Slidle. I usually say, thank you for that dance.
Do you really?
Nice dance, yeah. And people give me a funny look.
I like the word polka dodge. Have you heard that?
Polka dodge.
Don't you like that?
Oh, yes.
Polka dodge.
So you go this way,
yeah,
and I go that way. And you,
do-si-do,
for a second, you both go the same way until finally you work it out, right?
Yeah. So polka dodge and slidle. I like those both.
Nice.
Here's another word that Bill Plackey sent to us that I liked. The word is sluffle. That's S-L-U-F-F-L-E. You know what a sluffle is, Grant?
I don't know.
It's a word for that sliding shuffle that you do in the theater to get past people to your seat. You know that?
Right.
I always hate that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. You don't want to touch their knees
no.
and your butt. They're sitting down
do you
and you're standing up and your butt is at the wrong angle. It's just not
that.
Very good.
Yeah, I think sluffle's a
We're
perfect word for
We're all pretending not to be too close to the other person, right?
Yeah. And I never know which way to point. Anyway, I like sluffle.
I like it too. Have you spotted a hole in the English language? Is there a word that you like that we should all be using? Call us 1-877-929-9673.
Or send an email to words@waywardradio.org and tell us about a word you'd like to see revived. Hello, you have a way with words.
Hello, my name is Lynn. I'm from northern New Mexico.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
What can we do for you?
Well, you guys had sent out an email asking for people's favorite words that aren't used anymore, and I have two that I'm just exceptionally fond of.
Oh, do tell.
Well, the first one is ken, as in that's beyond my ken.
Mm.
I love it. That's a favorite of mine.
And I'm just very fond of it, and I've used it a few times up here, and people look at me completely puzzled and bewildered.
Mm.
They generally get what I mean from the context.
Right.
They wonder where I ever came up with such a word.
Uh-huh.
And my other very favorite word is Fortnite. And no one gets that one, not even from context, except a friend of mine who lives up here in northern New Mexico and is from Ireland. And when I used it, his eyebrows came up, and he said, "Oh, my, you're the first other person besides myself that uses that word."
It's true.
You love
it's
those
true.
Moments, don't you?
Yes, he
loved
it.
I thought I was
it.
The only one.
Yes, and he was just delighted with it. And actually, the Fortnite I learned from my Russian grandmother. And Lord knows where she learned it from, but she was a Russian speaker, and I have no idea where she came up with it, but I grew up learning it, knowing it.
Did she read a lot of literature? A lot of British literature?
She may have. She was a very unusual woman who tended to pronounce all words the way she spelled them. So she was always telling me to be a good girl.
Nice.
Good girl. I like that.
Fortnite and ken are two great words that I agree with you are not used enough in modern American English.
I agree.
Fortnite in particular, I encountered it most often in similar circumstances to yours. I worked for a multinational company, a publishing company based in the UK with offices in the US, and so I had a lot of reason to get emails or phone calls from my British colleagues, and they would say, you know, this project is scheduled to be completed in a fortnight. And I'm like, that's spiffy. I love seeing that. Instead of saying 2 weeks, which is what an American would say, right?
Yes.
It left you chuffed.
Of course, the French would say in 15 days, so.
Well, you know, I was going to say there is a term for the space of 3 weeks in the English language, but it is extremely antiquated.
What is it?
Would you like that one?
I love it.
It's obsolete. I see it in the Oxford English Dictionary. Tresemains.
Nice.
T-R-E-S-E-M-A-Y-N-S. From, of course, the French for 3 weeks.
I have to tell you, I have a use for that.
You do?
My default calendar on my computer displays 3 weeks at a time because that's the way I like to see it.
Oh.
4 weeks is too many, 2 weeks is too few.
Oh, well, Tresemains.
Tresemains. Yeah, I'm going to write to Google and say, label the 3 week setting as Tresemains. Fantastic.
Now, there is also something that I read fairly often that I've wondered why we use in English.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what with. It makes me absolutely crazy to read something like, what with the weather we've been having lately?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder everybody's complaining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do they say what with or what's with?
What with.
Right. Mm.
And what's with that? I mean, what does it mean?
Right.
If they said with the weather we've been having lately, I understand. But what with? What's it for?
English is such a rich and varied language. Always a surprise around every turn of phrase.
I like what with. You don't like it, huh?
I hate it because it's redundant, it's useless, and what does it mean?
Bring it on. Come on. How do you really feel?
I grew up using it, though. I didn't do my homework, what with everything I had to do at home.
Nice. Yeah. And, yeah. That's the use
what
I know.
What with the dog
it, yeah.
eating my books. Mm-hmm.
But see, for me, the what is useless, because if you said I didn't do my homework with everything else I had to do, mm-hmm. it makes perfectly good sense. Mm-hmm. The what is useless.
Well, English has never been called a logical language, not once, by anybody who knew anything about English. So.
Well, that's because human beings have never been called logical.
Aren't we just a mess? Aren't we just the word?
The Martians land, I'm going to put on a coyote coat and deny that I know that I can explain human beings. I know nothing about them.
We're
a very confusing species.
Very interesting.
I like that.
Humans are sometimes beyond my ken as well. We hadn't really talked about ken yet. But
I like that word.
For me, that it's a Scots association with that, right?
As far as I know, it is, yes.
Yeah. And I don't know where I picked it up. It's probably some affectation that I learned when I was a boy, and I can't shake it. I say it. It's beyond my ken all the time. And
yeah, do you?
And most people, like you were saying, they get it. They understand what I mean. And very few people actually raise their eyebrows at me. They understand it.
Well, I say go watch The Sound of Music all over again, because that's where I got ken.
Oh, you know what? We watched that all the time when
Do
I was
you?
A kid. Yeah.
Do you remember 16 going on 17, and she talks about things beyond my ken?
Yes, we had the vinyl.
Well, there the vinyl.
I don't even remember that being there, but I suppose
I am.
All right, rent it tonight.
All right.
All right.
Lynn, thank you so much for calling. Drive
Karen,
carefully.
Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
On today's show, we're collecting words, shiny new ones and trusty old ones like Fortnite and Ken. Here's another suggestion. It comes from Trudy Brule of McFarland, Wisconsin, and she writes on our Facebook page, "As I was walking home from work in the rain, I thought, we don't use bumbershoot and fiddlesticks enough. Grant, I know I don't use fiddlesticks enough. And I know you don't."
No, but I like it. I like
you
these
like
mild expletives.
Yeah, there's something sweet
it's
about
really
that, right?
Easy to be coarse and earthy, but it's very difficult to get across your disgruntlement in a way that's got a little bit of humor in it, right?
Right.
Fiddlesticks
sort of,
does that.
It's sort of like reverse shock value,
what
right?
What about like, get zooks, right? Or
right.
Heavens to Betsy. They've got a little bit of power left in them, don't they?
Definitely, especially when you say them.
Because it's the hand on hip,
it
right?
It is.
Heavens to Betsy. Heavens to Megatroid. Or even better, curses.
Foiled again.
But they all make me feel transported in time, and that's kind of what we're talking about today,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Transported forward to the future when these new words catch on, and transported backward to when this old language was still current.
Yeah.
Coming up soon, NPR Puzzle Master Will Shortz. He has a quiz for us, Martha.
All right.
So stick around.
But first, now's the time to let your local public radio station know how much you appreciate programs like this one. Call now. Here's the number.